I believe that you have to earn the right to sell. And I also believe that social media shouldn't be a sales pitch. So when I look at the JK5, it's that handshake, that introduction into who you are and what you're about, while gently exposing people to what it is that you offer.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a 7-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
It's a brand new year, and for most of us, that means new goals, new ideas, and new strategies for building our businesses and killing it online. And if you're anything like me, the first of the year also brings about tons of reflection when it comes to business. It's like an inventory of sorts of what's working and where we're getting stuck, and a plan of what you hope to build and create in the new year. This past year, I hit publish on my 5,000th Instagram post, which is honestly kind of unreal. I mean, I remember when Instagram came out years ago. Seriously, like, remember when we were all posting the heavily filtered pictures of our dogs or our shoes with a song lyric as a caption? Does anyone else remember that? At the time, I thought it was such a great space for sharing snippets of life with the people that I loved. And I mostly just loved the filters and thought that the whole purpose of the app was to get access to those filters that made your photos look even cooler. At first, I was just a user. Then, when I was in the season of growing my photography business and eventually spending my days capturing love and magic shooting weddings across the Midwest, I learned pretty quickly just how valuable Instagram could really be for my business and as a place for me to share my story. And while we all love to hate on it, Instagram has absolutely been key of my entrepreneurship and business journey. While a part of me misses the Sienna-filtered iced coffee photos and the fun photo of the day challenges of years past, I'm honestly a huge fan of leveraging the platform and harnessing the power of what Instagram can do for business and growth and presence online now. It's not just about vanity metrics, but about driving real, tangible results and creating honest connections in our digital age. And those facts alone fire me up enough to stay engaged with the platform no matter what changes drop. As we roll into 2021, there's not a better time to reevaluate your Instagram strategy and find ways to level up for the new year. This year, I'm looking at Instagram as I usually do. It's one of my absolute favorite places to connect with people and engage with my followers and glean insight and share takeaways of important life moments. I've always looked at the platform as more than just a place for marketing, but a place to share my legacy and write my version of my story, from business success to Coco's first words to long bike rides along the lakeshore. More than that, I'm excited to continue using it as a space to provide value when it comes to sharing my personal journey with entrepreneurship, motherhood, and life. There's nothing more important to me than showing up for all of you and for myself. And there's also some serious business pluses to growing our engagement and staying present online. If you're ready to harness the power for what I forecast as the top 3 methods to drive results on the platform in the new year, then stick with me. It's not as hard as we'd like to make it sometimes. So if you're ready to seriously rock Instagram this year, let's dive on in. Thanks to ShipStation for supporting Gold Digger. If you sell stuff online, you know how busy 2020 was. Get ready for 2021. Online sellers like you need ShipStation. No matter how much you sell, ShipStation makes it easy to manage and ship all of your orders from all of your sales channels faster, cheaper, and more efficiently. Go to ShipStation.com and use the offer code GOLDDIGGER to get a 60-day free trial. Thanks to Acorn TV for supporting the Gold Digger Podcast. Acorn TV is a streaming service that's rooted in British television that offers exclusive, award-winning mysteries, dramas, comedies, and more. To try the service out and get your first 30 days free, go to acorn.tv and use the promo code GOLDDIGGER. One of the best marketing principles I'm proud to have developed, one that is now featured in paid programs and published books, is my JK5 marketing method. Now, if you've ever scrolled down my grid feed on Instagram, I can guarantee that you've seen the JK5 hard at work. You might have heard me talk about the JK5 in the past, but I want to dig into it just a little bit more and a bit deeper today because it's truly so, so valuable for leveling up your content strategy on any platform, but especially for simplifying your content creation process on the gram. Essentially, the JK5 is my favorite method ever for sharing intentionally in those little squares on Instagram, and it'll change things for you on a lot of levels. The goal of the JK5 is to make sure you have a multidimensional feed that is focused on serving and connection over selling, that you're building something bigger than just the product that you sell or the outcome of your efforts. The JK5 is a way to build a true brand, not just a business. Now, as a quick review, a business is the product, service, or offer that you're selling. A brand, on the other hand, is the personality behind that offer. Brands produce better results than businesses alone, and thus the JK5 method was created to simplify how you show up while ensuring that you're building more than just a business, that you're creating a brand with a true and a recognizable personality. Oftentimes, when we have an offer or when we're starting a business, we think that marketing means we're constantly selling and featuring our product. But when you do that, you're only reaching people who know and understand that they need what you're selling, and you're missing out on an opportunity of building a relationship and creating connection with people who might not yet understand what you do or how your offer could be the right fit for them. The bottom line, the JK5 is all about choosing five areas or topics of your life and your business that you want to share regularly and then rotating through those five topics in your feed. It's giving your brand pillars that people come to know you for while you create connection through the main topics you cover. Having only one of the chosen five being about your actual paid offer. It's kind of like the method of Gary Vee's jab, 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 right hook, or the idea that you're focusing on serving and connecting before you ever go to sell. So as you choose your five categories, you'll want to focus on topics that you feel really passionate about and that you love. And they're going to be those areas that truly allow for you to connect with people. The big idea is to pick four categories that resonate or connect and pick one category that sells. And the reason why I chose the number five is it's not a magic number, but if you were going to aim to post Monday through Friday each week, you would post about one category each day in a cyclical manner. You guys know that I am all about real life and sharing value on my feed. And I don't think that anyone can build a successful business these days without the desire to at least attempt to show up authentically. And a lot of the time, it comes down to the things that you share online and the way that you show up for your community. But there can also be blurred lines really quickly, right? Like, where does the brand end and the human begin? It's a question I've asked myself a lot this past year. Like, where do you draw the line of human versus business? My JK5 method is a great way to give yourself purposeful boundaries in what you're sharing, and it gives you this highly effective roadmap and a super simple process to follow. Literally, Monday through Friday, you know how you're showing up and what you're sharing with the goal of first connecting before you ever go to pitch. So I'll give you an example. When you scroll through my Instagram, odds are that you're going to see a few of the topics that I tend to reference over and over and over again. Motherhood and family, the outdoors, which is admittedly new to me, body positivity, growth, and business. Over the years, these categories have changed and evolved just as I have. But for now, they're the ones that touch the deepest parts of me and who I am and help me to show up in my life and online. Now, being a mom, it's the most important thing in my life, and I love sharing the behind the scenes or my why behind the work that I do. Plus, like every other mom, I literally think my kid is the cutest thing on planet Earth, and she deserves to have that spotlight. Like, she is this beacon of light after our seasons of loss. I'm all about sharing the journey of balancing a baby on one hip and a business on the other, because I believe that when we share our own stories, we help and give permission for others to share theirs. Now, I know what it's like to feel alone when walking an uncertain fertility path, and I remember how absolutely desperate I was for people who understood going through that too. I also know the fears women face when asking themselves the question of if they can pursue both motherhood and a career and do them both well. On another note, I'm the girl who loves to paint possibilities for others. While some may deem my current life or lifestyle as unrelatable, which I totally understand, I also think it's important to help cast visions in the sense of showing what's possible when you set out to make a bigger impact and you chase your crazy goals and you believe that, yes, you can. You can either see it as unrelatable or you can choose to see it as a reflection of what's possible for you. Frankly, I've worked for the last decade to build a business that allows me to do things like snuggle my baby during the day and take time off for a sabbatical in Hawaii, and I'm wildly proud of that. So part of me showing up is to paint possibility in a way that hopefully inspires you to dream bigger, just like other women have done for me in the past. One thing to note as we talk about the JK5 framework is that it's not set in stone. It's meant to be fluid and to evolve and grow with you as you grow and change. These categories give you the ability to show up in a way that gives you a system to follow for the days that you're not quite sure what to post about. But it also gives you the freedom to swap out the pillars when you become passionate or curious about something new. In the last year, I've unlocked this deep desire to be outside and be moving. And the Jenna of years past was way more likely to share about mac and cheese rather than a 10-mile bike ride. I've started to share more of our adventures in our own backyard as my passions have extended to include things like biking and hiking. And, you know, I still love mac and cheese, don't get me wrong, but my days have shifted and what I enjoy has shifted and my life has shifted. And that's important for me to share as a part of my JK5. Now, I don't feel the need to walk you through every single category of my JK5. This isn't a show dedicated to me, but a show that hopefully inspires you to explore what your five might be. The last point I want to make here is that you'll notice that my categories like motherhood and body image, even my love for the great outdoors, are all there to share about my life and my stories and my legacy, while also connecting me to people who may not be interested or may not understand my paid offers or opportunities yet. They aren't places that I monetize, but that I share to create that connection and to be able to speak from my heart. The last category then would be the one that drives the actual results. It's the needle mover in terms of my business. And that's where I share about my offers and have invitations that sell my offers like my paid programs or resources. Business is obviously a massive part of my day-to-day, so letting people into that side of my world isn't obvious. As a part of my JK5, you'll not just see me pitching something that has to do with my business in every fifth post, but instead sharing tips and tricks and strategies and insights and resources and letting people into that piece of my life. I believe that you have to earn the right to sell. And I also believe that social media shouldn't be a sales pitch. So when I look at the JK5, it's that handshake, that introduction into who you are and what you're about, while gently exposing people to what it is that you offer. You get to use those posts centered around your offers as gentle invites for your audience to go that step further with you, preferably off of the app. And it's a great way to build the know-like trust factor that is crucial for someone in business. So you likely get the point. When it comes to your own JK5, think of the five things that the people who follow you on Instagram can count on seeing time and time again. These are the things you want to be known for. The point is to pick those topics, those pillars, and then hit on each of them throughout your feed. You don't want to only focus on one, but to mix things up so that you're building a true personality around what you do and you're creating a solid connection online. So often business owners think that they should just stick to their products and services, but it's those intricacies about how much they love to garden or what their newest morning routine is that endears a wider range of people to them than if they were to only share about their business all day, every day. Think of it like this. If you had a magazine about your life and business, what 4 to 6 topics would it cover each month? Just like magazines, our businesses are multifaceted and people love to hear stories they resonate with. I mean, you often will buy a magazine just for one cover story or for a specific highlight, and you'll enjoy it even if you don't read every single page. The JK5 strategy has helped me build an engaged community who knows what exactly to expect from me. When you think of how you're going to level up and also simplify your own Instagram strategy as we go into the new year, trust me on this. The JK5 is the best way to get there. Stick to the five categories, cycle through them, sharing new perspectives, ideas, and stories around your pillars that you feel most passionate about, and personalize it from there. Listen, no one can be on and focused on work 100% of the time. In fact, I strongly advise against that. When I need to turn off my business brain and sit on my couch for a little escape via my TV, I want to watch something that's clever and entertaining and visually striking and well acted. If you need something new to watch beyond the same recommendations everyone seems to have these days, let me introduce you to Acorn TV. Acorn TV is a streaming service that's rooted in British television. Their catalog includes exclusive award-winning mysteries, dramas, comedies, and more. You can stream on your favorite devices for just $5.99 a month. Now, I love home renovation shows, and I got sucked into a docuseries on Acorn TV called The Big House Reborn. It follows the restoration of a massive 200-year-old neoclassical mansion on the shores of Northern Ireland. It's calming and beautiful, and it's totally fascinating. Escape to Britain and beyond without leaving your home. Try the service out and get your first 30 days free. Head to acorn.tv and use the promo code GOLDDIGGER. That's ACORN.TV with the promo code GOLDDIGGER to get your first 30 days for free. If you sell stuff online, you know how busy 2020 was. Everyone and their dog was shopping online. 2021 is going to be even bigger. Online sellers like you need ShipStation. No matter how much you sell, ShipStation makes it super easy to manage and ship all of your orders from all of your sales channels faster, cheaper, and more efficiently. Import orders no matter where you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, and ship with any carrier using our deeply discounted rates. You can automate just about any shipping task, and you know automation is one of my favorite words. With ShipStation, you'll spend a lot less time on shipping and a lot more time growing your business. It's no wonder ShipStation has more five-star reviews than any other shipping software. Get 2021 off to a great start by visiting ShipStation.com. Just use my offer code GOLDDIGGER to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no-hassle, stress-free shipping. Just head to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in GOLDDIGGER. That's ShipStation.com. Enter offer code GOLDDIGGER. ShipStation, make ship happen. The next way I believe you can crush it on Instagram in 2021 is through my friend Russell Brunson's technique called the Dream 100. This is his method for everything from creating real-life friendships to landing dream podcast guests, and it's something I've put into practice and witnessed results yielded because of it. You see, these days, we're really, really lucky to have platforms like Instagram that connect us with the people we otherwise wouldn't have access to. We wouldn't be able to connect with. And that connection aspect of Instagram has been huge for building my own business. My buddy Russell Brunson's technique, the Dream 100, is a list of, well, your Dream 100, the 100 people, accounts, brands, or businesses that you would love to work with, talk to, or partner with. These 100 people, accounts, brands, and businesses are the ones that might not know you exist yet, but that could bring huge value to your life or business, and vice versa if you were to become truly connected one day. It's the idea of first really naming the top 100 connections you want to make and a form of manifesting the relationships before they are cultivated. But it doesn't just stop at a vision board or a list on a piece of paper. It's the action behind the Dream 100 that can make all the difference for you. When you make your list of the Dream 100 people, accounts, brands, and businesses you want to connect with and work with, I want for you to think of these five things. One, who are the people that I've looked up to in the past for advice and strategy? Two, who are the people that they've looked up to on their own journey? Three, who has stories that I find really, really inspiring? Four, what could we do for each other? What value could I offer? And five, how can I magnetize these people towards me too? Now, I've studied Russell's work for years, like way before we were ever friends and traveling the world together. He's like my marketing big brother, and for a long time, he didn't even know I existed. And I remember the first time I heard this idea of his, I was too lazy to sit down and really list out my Dream 100. Like I thought, woo, thinking of 100 people I want to connect with, that sounds like a lot of work. But as I started to watch him make meaningful and excited connections with the people from his list, started to think there really had to be something behind it. that in doing that research, in making that list, in naming those names, you're literally taking the time to research and craft your dream list. And just as you create your dream closet with the help of Pinterest, why would you not take the time to sit down and make a list of the dream 100 people you want to connect, create, or work with? These 100 people, accounts, and businesses are ones that you really want to connect with for a variety of reasons. You relate to them. They relate to you. They share your values. There's likely overlap in some way, and you can both learn a lot from each other. You probably already have a list of people building in your head, and that's all you need in order to start. Feel free to get messy with it and scrawl them down, cross them out, refine your list over and over and over again. Plus, keep in mind that your Dream 100 list can be fluid. It doesn't have to be 100 people either. It's all about tweaking the strategy to make it work for you, your goals, your dreams, and your business. When I think of people I would love to work with, the top three on my list would be Joanna Gaines, Michelle Obama, and Lauren Conrad. I know it's kind of a weird list, but I think they each have done an amazing job balancing motherhood and career and have maintained this level of privacy while still being authentic and letting you in enough to feel like you know them and understand and love them. In fact, in prepping for this episode, we created a Google Doc for my team to drop names on so that we can put action behind our manifestations and visions of who we hope to connect with in this new year. And not so secretly, I hope you hear from some of our Dream 100 in this upcoming year. So it doesn't just stop with a list. That's just the beginning. The next step is I want for you to take time each and every single day to follow, engage with, and watch your Dream 100 on Instagram and any other platforms you're curious about. Russell literally sets notifications for his Dream 100 so he doesn't miss what they're up to. And when he logs into Instagram or any platform, he's doing so with the sole intention of engaging with and keeping up with his Dream 100. Not only is he paying attention to what they're sharing and what's working for them, he's waiting for new ideas of ways that he could provide value for them or connect with them. If these are people that have no idea who you are, start engaging with them on a regular basis. If something they share resonates with you, share it on your stories. Comment on their posts with thoughtful responses. Follow the people that they call mentors and team members. Start building a relationship that in this weird little 21st century way that we're so lucky to have. The intention behind the Dream 100 is this. If you can build micro or macro connections with people who you admire and who you want to be like, one day you just might get that opportunity to partner with or collaborate or serve them as a means of connecting. For me, the Dream 100 has been a huge piece of my business and my podcast in particular. So many of my dream podcast guests, past and future, have been on my Dream 100 list at some point or the other. And it's proof that this technique really does work. People love genuine connection online, and I love feeling like I truly know the people that I'm interviewing. It makes the conversation so much more meaningful. I mean, honestly, Instagram is pretty dang special at giving us access into the lives of the people we admire. I also think the Dream 100 can be really valuable for your business goals and your dreams too, even if you never meet one of your Dream 100 in real life, because the people on your list should be the ones who are inspiring you, the world changers, the trailblazers. You think they're killing it. You're genuinely impressed with their content and you're paying attention to them, right? Use that to your advantage and learn how to tweak certain strategies that they use for your own business and marketing. It's a great way to do some free market research to see what's working and employing strategies that are exactly what it is that would help you build your own audience in turn. Plus, we all go onto these apps for inspiration. So what would be more inspiring than paying attention to and engaging with your Dream 100? Plus, don't forget that you might be on someone's Dream 100 too. In fact, I'm sure that you are. Be sure that you're also aiming to share content that other people might find valuable too, and position yourself as a firecracker brand expert that you are. So much of success in the digital age we're in is all about finding connection points to others, and that goes for you too. My third favorite strategy is letting Instagram do its thing. Look, I consider myself to be pretty techie compared to a lot of people, but my skills are nothing compared to the software geniuses that create apps like Instagram. And if you've watched a documentary, The Social Dilemma on Netflix, you know what I'm talking about. You know that even the humans who created things like the algorithms are amazed at the power they hold. In fact, they kind of created a monster that they don't really know how to control anymore. And that's kind of scary, but it's true. The people who run and design Instagram know what they're doing. And one of the coolest parts of the entire platform is this little thing that we often ignore, known as the Explore page. Now, I always knew the Explore page was there and ready for me to click on, but I never really messed with it until my friend Natalie Ellis taught me how much value lies in it. The Explore page can serve as your inspiration, your way to curate content and connect, and it can provide massive clues as to what's resonating on the platform. Now, Instagram's main goal is to keep you on the app, to keep you engaged and scrolling. The way Instagram works, algorithms aside, is to curate content for you based on what you likely will consume, and it all comes down to that Explore page of yours. If you follow my last bit of advice and you're consistently engaging and watching that Dream 100 of yours, then your Explore page is going to reflect people just like that. Maybe you can make a Dream 200, anyone? I mean, I'm kidding, kind of. But seriously, if you're engaging, the content that inspires you, created by the people that you look up to, will be reflected back to you through that Explore page. So when you're clicking on and engaging with content that you actually like and find valuable, your Explore page literally will find more of it and show it to you. It reveals more accounts. It shows you the trending content. It places things before your eyes that it thinks you will click on, and it gives you a chance to look at your own consumer habits and ask yourself if your ideal clients might be similar to you. Now, the best part is you can spend just 5 minutes a day on that Explore page, saving the posts that caught your attention and plopping them into a folder to serve as creative inspiration for you on the days that you get stuck or the days that you're not quite sure what to create. Hello, this is good news. It takes so much work out of it, and it's so fun to scroll through. I found everything from new friends to gold digger guests via that Explore page, and I love the process of setting a timer and just going through and saving posts that I find particularly helpful or was inspired by. Now, all this to say, it doesn't have to be super complicated. Just take advantage of your Explore page right alongside your Dream 100, and you'll unlock a goldmine of ideas, potential connections, and new strategy that might have seemed elusive in the past. I mean, who knew that Instagram was actually built to help you succeed? Now, one thing that deserves a quick update before we wrap this up is my view of the algorithm. While the algorithm might frustrate you, or you might feel like it's set up to defeat your dreams, the algorithm is really your friend. Now, I know the algorithm is a friend who has tricked you and failed you and not responded to your texts in the past. But let me tell you, when we work to feed the algorithm and we don't revolt out of frustration, when we give it what it wants, we see the engagement and interactions and response that we want to see in return. Now, I've given advice in past episodes about beating the algorithm, and the advice still stands. But when I released those episodes, I wasn't really telling you how to outsmart the very advanced technology behind the squares of your feed. My tips and tricks were the strategies we all needed to make the algorithm happy. As Instagram changes and continues to do so, so should the way that you show up and use it. Follow along as they literally guide you on what content is landing and performing. They are the ones with the giant teams and the technology to see the strategy and process. So as you look at Instagram in the next year, consider leaning into what's working versus staying stagnant in methods that used to be effective but aren't delivering you the results you used to be accustomed to. Things like Reels. Like, let me tell you, video content is something I fought for so long. But sure enough, as I started to experiment with this new way of connecting with my Instagram audience, the engagement I was missing came back. And I even had a simple little Reel go viral, thanks to my sweet little daughter and her deep breathing exercises. So what I mean to say is, although the algorithm changes can be frustrating, and I totally get it, and it might feel like the Instagram powers that be are always finding new ways to make it more difficult for you to see, quote, success on the platform, give yourself time to experiment with the things that are working for others, celebrate the new challenge of learning things like short-form video strategies that work for you, and let the algorithm be your friend. Trust me when I say, if you shift your focus from things like vanity metrics, those likes and followers, and focus on driving real, tangible connection and results, your view of the platform and the algorithm specifically will absolutely transform. Now, I know that Instagram can be a really big stressor for a lot of people. This year, let's make a collective goal to make sure that doesn't happen anymore. Let's use it as a place to connect, to spark joy, to write our legacies, and reveal our personalities behind our offers. There are so many ways to use the app for good, I promise. And if you're feeling like it's bringing too much comparison and pressure to your plate, it is time to refine what it is you're doing. You might have a lot of ideas spinning around in your head right now when it comes to Instagram, and you're probably already ready to dig into that explore page, which honestly, I get it. It's pretty much one of my favorite things to do while I'm waiting for dinner to be ready. Thanks, Drew. But remember that it really comes down to three essential strategies. First, decide on your five topics and implement my JK5 process to streamline your content production process. Two, drum up your dream 100 and think as big as you want. The sky is the limit. Michelle Obama is on mine, you guys. Stay tuned for a Jenna and Michelle collab, okay? And number three, dig into your explore page and let Instagram's techie goodness work for you. If you're needing more help or resources, head to jkinsta.com where our latest and greatest Instagram content lives and get your hands on our best information about the platform. That's jkinsta.com. And here's the thing, I promise. It is all so much more simple than we like to make it out to be. With intention and connection at the forefront of everything you do and create and produce in 2021, you're going to have a rockstar Instagram strategy in no time. I'm so proud of you, Gold Digger. Until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals, and I cannot wait to connect with you over on the gram. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.